SBS Radio.
Para sa pinakamahusay na ballet dancer, minsang naging asylum seeker nakilala bilang Mao's Last Dancer, siya'y Australiano at Chino.
Besides my Chinese language or celebrating Chinese traditional holidays and you know some of the fabulous values my parents taught me, but a lot of my thinking now is very free and is not restricted to the Confucius or Mao or you know Chinese value per se.
Mula sa lubhang mahirap na mag-anak ng mga magsasaka, si Li Kunxin ay napili para magsanay sa Beijing Dance Academy sa Communist China. Lubhang naiiba sa buhay niya ngayon bilang pinuno ng Queensland Ballet.
Yes, I think communism played a major part in my upbringing. Even the color red still invokes some kind of violent emotion in me today. I do owe the communist system that incredible discipline they taught me and the work ethic. And also I owe them that rare opportunity to got out of that deep well.
Nung siya'y teenager, siya'y pinadala mula Beijing patungong Houston Ballet. Magandang naging buhay at siya'y nag-defect sa Estados Unidos. Matapos nun, dinala siya ng kapalaran at pag-ibig sa Australia.
I can't imagine living a life without love. Without love will be like living in the world without color, without air, without oxygen, without water. So love is, I think, is the most beautiful, most powerful, you know, the most sacred thing in life.
Ngayon, si Lee nagtatrabaho kasama at katulong ang kanyang kabyak. Mayroon silang tatlong anak.
All my children love China, and in particular, these big capital cities like Shanghai, Beijing, and it's happening. Perhaps the only thing I don't wish my children to ever experience was the communism.
Siya ay masaya sa Australia, ngunit patuloy rin niyang hinahanap-hanap ang mag-anak at patuloy na naluluha tuwing inaalala ang mga nakagisnan noong kabataan.
But you miss those kind of odd things. And you miss the Chinese holidays, the sort of traditions, and you eat the dumplings for the Chinese New Year. You eat the long life noodles for your birthday. You know, things like that.
Ngunit masaya rin siyang niyayakap ang mga pagbabago sa buhay.
The Chinese pinyin spellings, the problem. Cunxin is spelled Cunxin. But if you have the Western pronunciation, you say Cunxin. And it doesn't quite sound right. Li is much simpler. And Li is beautiful too. And, you know, I'm very proud when people call me Li. And, you know, it's my family name. It's that has that Li family heritage. So it's not wrong.